This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The news in higher education today comes out of Atlanta. Georgia Tech is going to offer an online master's degree in computer science for just $7,000 all in versus $44,000 for the in-person version. We'll see how that works out, but it is a pretty bold move in the world of MOOCs, as they're known, massive open online courses. And as students are getting used to online learning, so too are instructors, because it's one thing to hold the attention of a bunch of students in a classroom. It's entirely another to hold the attention of thousands of them when you're just an image on a screen. From KQED, Arthi Shahani has the story.
It's day one of Professor Kevin Werbach's class on gamification. Werbach teaches at Penn's Wharton School of Business.
Hi there. I'll be your professor in this course.
Okay, not what I expected. He's an avatar, a little monster with really big elephant feet. And a tent on his back?
Now, don't worry. I'm not actually going to teach the class from inside a video game.
Yeah, he looks like he's teaching from the set of Lord of the Rings.
But I am going to show you how some of the techniques that designers use in games like this one can be applied to problems in business, education, health, and other fields. That's a technique that we call gamification.
With that, the little monster flies away, and the real Professor Werbach reappears in a cozy office with a walnut bookcase.
Much better.
More than 140,000 students have enrolled in Werbach's gamification class. That's rock star status in the MOOC world. But it took more than just a webcam and an internet connection to get him there.
Games are engaging because they are fun. Fun.
Werbach has spent hundreds of hours turning his semester-long course into a simple six-week miniseries. He says he could have written a book in that time. He's replaced hour-long lectures with videos that are 10 minutes max. And to keep students from doing this,
knowing that there are many different things that can produce fun doesn't necessarily tell us.
Werbach throws in an exercise every few minutes to make sure they're paying attention. He's on Twitter, responding to students' gripes about grades. He holds Google Hangouts to check in with his top students around the world.
Radoslav, you had a comment you wanted to follow up on this?
Yeah, I have a thought about this because probably the game evolution will be somehow correlated with gamification.
I met up with the non-virtual Werbach at a conference in San Francisco where he had just wrapped up a keynote address about his MOOC to a packed house.
You have great skin. Do you have a makeup artist?
You're too kind. No, absolutely no. I grew up in Los Angeles and somehow developed a permanent tan.
Comfortable in front of a webcam and an audience, you can see why he's become a go-to guy for colleagues who are nervous about getting into the online game.
They're worried that they're going to let slip something that's going to offend someone, and if it's just in the classroom with 10 students, it's nothing, but if it's open online, it'll ruin their career. The reality is that rarely happens.
Werbach says MOOCs are great advertising, and not just for him. He has more students online than Wharton has living alumni. And Werbach is willing to bet the MOOC will create brand new customer bases for the education industry. About 3/4 of his students report they are not in school.
They're people, typically professionals, who are taking this for what we would call lifelong learning. So if that ratio is right, that's 500 million people who are not students right now who would be interested and motivated, even at this early stage, in taking one of these courses.
Deirdre Woods directs the Open Learning Initiative at Penn. Woods says schools need to get in the game because MOOCs are part of the future.
You're rowing in the river and you're learning about what's going on, or you're just standing on the banks watching the boat go by.
Woods admits the business model is shaky right now. The professor and university take on extra work for a tiny honorarium. But there's little downside because the crowds come at no cost to the school's reputation. People who ace Werbach's class are Penn fans, not Penn graduates.
These courses are not Penn courses yet. They're intentionally not Penn courses in some ways because of the experimental nature of them.
For now, the MOOC is a way for accomplished professors to explore new frontiers, and their universities get to come along for the ride. In San Francisco, I'm Arthi Shahani for Marketplace.